Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
From Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Aloha, Mr. Hyde.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here with another hour for you. Pick up all Brock, TJ Cleland, Max Power producing. He's got you covered on this Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. One day for Thanksgiving. Hope everybody is enjoying all the great college basketball this week. We get both the Shockers and KU in action this evening. Really looking forward to that. Also have football for you getting ready tomorrow, of course. And we're taking you through it. You can chime in, YouTube, X, your video comments. Welcome there. Of course, you can also give us a call at 869-1240. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. And thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app. We'll have Shreya Slada coming up later this hour. We'll get more into what's been going on in Lawrence with KU ahead of their, of course, game this weekend to try to get into a bowl game. Can they pull a miracle? We'll talk about all of that. We've got the full gang in to make our football picks for the week. We're going to do that early. We will not be with you Thursday and Friday. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with the stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. It is a jam-packed, speaking of What's on Tap, day and couple of days for you. Coming tonight here across the networks, you've got Shockers and St. Mary's. So it's the battle for Atlantis. That's on 103.7 KEYN. That coverage begins at 6 tonight. You've got the Chiefs Kingdom show here at 6 tonight, getting you ready for that Cowboys game we were just talking about. The Shockers, TJ, this is a good opportunity as they've had. I don't know if this is tougher than Boise State in a true road game, but in different ways, it's probably at minimum as tough and just a great opportunity for this team.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a tough game, and it like I as I was saying, St. Mary's. I'm trying to dig into it here. They're the number one 3-point shooting team in the country per 3-point percentage. They shoot like almost 50%, but against like North Texas, they only made 9. So I don't think it's, and they don't take a ton of threes per
and
two.
They beat
basically,
hell out of North Texas.
They won by 31 in that game. So yeah, I'm. It sounds like they just do a lot of stuff really well. They're probably a really talented team, as they've got a program that's always, you know, floating right around there. They make the tournament every year, basically. It's a big spot for them. And I think that, you know, it's a tough ask. I'm even seeing, is there a line on this game? We need to see what the spread is to 10.5. I feel a little high, I think. But I guess Boise was
I thought it would be higher, honestly. I thought it would be higher than that. I mean, you're talking if I don't know what Vegas uses. I really don't. But if you're talking KenPom, you're talking about St. Mary's as a top 25. They're at 25 right now. And Wichita State is still just at 93. So, you know, Ken Pom has St. Mary's as a top 44th in offensive, you know, efficiency and 22nd defensively. That's the other thing. It looks like St. Mary's is a really good defensive team this year as well. So, I mean, you're talking St. Mary's and Kansas right now have similar spots in the Ken Pom, if that tells you anything.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough. I love it. I love that they're playing this game. I love that they're playing these kind of games, win, lose, or draw. I think these are the kind of games that'll make them better. When we talk about the Shockers, I think thinking about it, them as an at-large, or, oh, can they get these games to maybe be a bubble team? Like, I think that's the wrong way to think about it this year. I don't think the American looks strong, at least thus far. And so I think when we think about the Shockers, like, the thought needs to be they can go win the American, right? Like I think that's where the focus has to be at this point. I don't worry yet about at large stuff. We have no idea if they're going to be that good.
Well, I mean, that's what you like. That's the thing you think about in November, though. I think that the fact of it being a two bid league is just as good as the second bid would be. And so I think it's
a two bid league.
It has been historically. Like it depends
only how good because Memphis is good and they might not win the tournament.
It depends how good Memphis is, basically, is the question mark on that. But, you know, like, if Wichita, like, that's the thing, is that, like, if Wichita State can beat St. Mary's, if they could have beat Boise State, if they can get a win against Colorado State in this thing, like, and then take care of business in their tournament, like, there's no reason to think that they couldn't be a bubble team, I think.
So, like, and I don't know, I don't know how Ken Pom does what it does. Memphis right now is 1-4 and the highest ranked American team in the Ken Pom. They're at 72. Then you have South Florida, Tulsa, Wichita State, and UAB, all between 85 and 97. And then you add in Florida Atlantic and North Texas, all in the top 120. And then you go down further and you get your others. They're all kind of crammed in there, but none of them are in a position right now where they would be bubble teams. Yep. So, you know, I think, if they get into that point, that's great. That's awesome. But I think right now the thing that's a harder way to do it. It is going to be that they can win the American.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if they have some kind of spectacular year in the American and then didn't win the conference tournament, maybe that's the path for a two. But I think the league just doesn't look very good this year.
I agree, but the thing, like, as it sits right now, it's probably true. I think that they had the schedule though. I think Boise State, honestly, you probably lose that game and you can't do it anymore. But like, if they have the schedule where if they won the games that they had in front of them, like if they could go win, if they could beat Boise State and then win two games at this tournament, probably, like, I don't know if two's enough, maybe three, and then take care of business and, you know, be one of the better regular season teams, maybe have to be in the top two of the regular season. But like, it had the path where it was possible to do. At the point now, I don't think that it's a two bid league, but like, it's not. You know, we're not talking about the Southland Conference here, like where the only path in is winning that tournament. Like it's happened every year where they've had two bids. This year is different. It's not as good, but like it's not off the table. But if they lose, tonight, it's probably off the table. But I don't want to say that that's their only path in, because I do think that the way that everybody thought that it would be possible is by doing it through March.
Yeah, it's and look, if they beat St. Mary's, we'll have a different conversation. You know, like that at that point, you're like, okay, because that's probably gonna be quad one, neutral court against them. I'll bet when the dust settles, that ends up being a quad one game, and it'll probably be the only one they have left. I think I'm not forgetting about any. That'll probably be the only quad one they have left on their schedule. Yeah. So it'll take being really, really good in the American to get there. But if they're really, really good in the American, then we're just talking about them winning the American at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, these games to me are more about how do we see this team look? You know, the first real test at Boise, I thought that they showed themselves well. I thought that they did a nice job. I think they well represented. I think they went into an environment and kind of got the kind of game you thought they were going to get. And they were right there at the end. They had a chance to tie the game on the final shot. Milwaukee, we saw them hit a little adversity there in the first half for sure. And they came back and they kind of got under control and did what they needed to do against a team that was not a, you know, Milwaukee to me looked a little better than like UNC Asheville and Prairie View A&M. And they beat Milwaukee, and the UNC Asheville game was the exact same margin in the end. I think Milwaukee to me looked better than UNC Asheville.
That's the thing is, if you want to put a stamp on where the Shockers are right now heading into this game, it just depends on how much you think of Milwaukee is the biggest thing. Because before that, like before the Milwaukee game, there was really like no reason to think that they shouldn't be a team that could go have a reasonable chance to win this game. And then
against St. Mary's?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a reasonable chance to beat St. Mary's. I don't think, like, it's a 10-point line, but I don't think that, like, they can absolutely beat St. Mary's. If they shoot the ball like they shot against Loyola, they can beat anybody.
That's true. So I mean, you just said you thought the spread should be bigger than 10 points.
I thought it would be bigger than 10 points because St. Mary's is really good. That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with Wichita State. K-State was a 10.5 point dog last night to Indiana. St. Mary's and Indiana are the same team so far this year. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised it's not a bigger line. Now, it's a neutral court, and it just, like, I'm not saying it should be or it shouldn't be. I don't know, but I thought it would be is all I'm saying. And either way, after tonight, Virginia Tech right now is 56 in KenPom and Colorado State's 82. So, They're going to get some good games. Who are the other teams out there? I don't even know who the other ones.
It's Colorado State, Virginia Tech next. Whoever,
right? But then who's the? Then it's just a consolation game. Those are the teams, right?
It's a full bracket that spreads out the entire way. It's crazy that you know Thanksgiving tournaments can have brackets. It's wild what happens when you put those in to play. Let me see.
Brackets that mean nothing. They're just throwing darts. You didn't earn anything to go into a bracket. You know,
you're gonna make me play in a tournament. I want to have a chance to win it.
They did. KU had a chance to win it. They didn't have a big enough point differential. That was the rules. Everybody knew it going in.
The other side of the bracket is Western Kentucky, Vanderbilt, VCU, and South Florida.
So do they play one of those teams then on the third game potentially?
Yeah, it'd be either in the 5th place game, the 12th place game, something like that, or 11th.
Yeah, that you're right. That does have a lot more meaning than what they're doing out in Vegas. You're right.
Yes, it does.
The 12th place game in Atlanta.
I don't care about the 12th place game, but at least give me a chance to like earn my spot in the championship.
They did have a chance to earn their spot in the championship, but they didn't take it.
What do you want them to do?
Here are the rules. Here is what you have to do to play in. They didn't do it. Like, again, it wasn't like they weren't given. They were given a chance. They absolutely were given.
Jacob, you're going to get people tweeting at you like they're tweeting about the national writers being the mouthpieces for the players era. You're getting paid off by the players era.
God, I wish I was. That'd be great. I don't even know who is the players era.
The players.
Is that like a company?
No apostrophe.
I don't even know who that is. The tournament score. We got all these great games all day. I'm in. We'll come right back. We're going to make some picks for you.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Oh, Brandon Zinner coming in clutch. Rand grabs a Hawaiian off the top rope. Some people know how to party. It's the festive time of year. Man, that makes me so happy. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. A pivot on picks here today on Sports Daily as we get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. Max, do we have Paul in?
Yep.
Paul, you there?
Talk, Paul.
I'm here, boys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Paul. Paul's at Paul. Hello, Paul. Do you have your Hawaiian shirt on today?
You know, I do not. I do not because I had to call in by the radio by a phone today. Into the radio station today, and I thought, well, nobody's going to know. But the only problem is, since I don't have my picture on our little deal there, I'll tell you what, I'm telling my lady fans who watch me and follow me, don't call and complain. There's nothing we can do about it. I'll try to get That's it right. fixed. But women, please, do not call and complain. That sexy Listen, savage it's, is not
for
visible.
All those Harper.
It's a
That's
big
right.
deal. It's a big deal that Paul has called in. You know how long it takes to dial up 869-1240 on those phones?
On the spin dial, yeah.
Wait, I think you guys are glazing over the big thing. Did he just refer to himself as sexy savage?
I like it.
You don't call him that?
No, that's the first I've heard of that.
It's in my phone that way. Right now, Paul, but you may not know this. Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday was born with Paul Savage. By the way,
it was. And then you joined jealous. Right in. We looked for sponsorships, if you remember correctly. Remember that? Right. We were looking for a sponsor. And
still looking. Tommy, still looking.
Yeah, as you can imagine, the demand on that particular theme is not, people are not lining up.
You don't want to give it away. That's the issue. You don't want to give it away.
I can't give it away.
So you're keeping the price high. That's what's happening. All right, we got picks. TJ, what was the damage last week?
Not a lot of great stuff. Paul Savage, though, led the way at 4-2 with his Iowa State Island, since we all so sharply picked the Jayhawks in that game. Paul went 4-2. Jacob, Brandon, and Tommy all go 3-3. TJ goes 2-4. So Jacob still in the lead with 43 wins. Paul at 40 now. Then TJ at 39. Brandon and Tommy at 38. Anybody's race.
Anybody's race. We're all in it. Max, hit the music. Let's make some picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, Paul, you went away from KU and got your Utah Island last week. The Jayhawks getting 11.5 points at home this week. With everything on the line, no win, no bowl game. You start us off. What do you think of this one?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to stay on that same bandwagon and go again. It's not so much that I'm going with Utah as much as I feel like I got to go against KU. I hate to say that. I want to see KU do well, but, you know, I think that horse is out of the barn right now. I'm going to take Utah, and I'm going to go ahead and give 11.5. That's a lot of points, but I'm going to give it anyway. I got Utah.
I'm going to give it to Paul. On the road, doesn't matter. KU didn't look good at all last week. Utah got a scare. Utah will be, I think, prepared to make sure that doesn't happen again. But I'm gonna lay the 11.5 until we see something different with KU. I don't know what else to do, Tommy.
Well, I mean, look, you know, Devin Dampier is really good, and he's one of the more underrated quarterbacks, I think, in America. I mean, the bottom line is that Kansas is not going to make a bowl game. I know that you want to will them into victory at home, the final game of the season, regular season game, having Utah come in. I just think it's too tall of a task for the Jayhawks. So knowing that, and also knowing the fact that Utah is 8-3 against the spread this year, I'm going to go ahead and take the Utes.
Yeah, one of those three was last week against K-State. Did the Cats give KU anything they can work with to try and keep it within that number, Brandon?
Absolutely not. Utes win big on the road.
TJ.
You're going to pin me in a corner here, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to make me pick KU, and I'm going to have to do it because I am almost in last place, I guess. Give me the Jayhawks because I feel so confident about that.
It's 11.5 points. It's 11.5 points at
it's
home.
Not it's enough, a lot of, but I'll take
it's a lot of points. Colorado at K-State. The Cats go from this is insane. I think they go from a 17.5 point favorite to a 17.5 point dog, back to a 17.5 point favorite this week. K-State is they're heavy favorites. They did play. I'm having a hard time with it because they always seem to play close games. They played last week, but they always seem to play close games. I think I'm going to take Colorado. K-State's played to the competition one way or the other every week. So to me, I'm like, okay, 17.5 points. I think Colorado's better than Oklahoma State. I know the game's in Manhattan, but I'm oddly going to take the points here. I don't know what to do with K-State on these lines. K-State will win the game, but 17.5 points, they're not beating anybody that way. Tommy?
I'm actually going to take the Wildcats. I feel like, you know, knowing the way that they came off of that victory against Utah on the road last week, they should come home and have things pretty stable against a Colorado team that is not the Buffalo team that we're used to from at least a year ago. I think that the Wildcats win at home. I think they win big. I'm going to lay the 17.5.
Brandon, you comfortable with that number?
Comfortable, no, but I got to pick it one way or another. Colorado, they're benching their quarterback, the five-star freshman who has been good, trying to preserve his red shirt. I think Chris Klieman might have a little bit of a motivation to come out and put on another big show. Give me the Wildcats at home.
TJ.
So we got two people laying 17.5. Mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable with it. I'll take Colorado. Give me the points. I'll take Coach Prime.
I thought I'd be on an island there. He's got to get back and Sunday watch his son play quarterback for the Browns, too. Paul, what do you think here?
Well, I'll tell you what. Is Deion Sanders one of the most fascinating guys in all of college football? He's the king just a few years ago. The absolute king. The media marvel. You name it. Everybody's throwing the hype on him. And now he can't win a game. Now it's the shoes on the other foot. I'll tell you what. It's a fascinating story. The rise and fall of Colorado. Live by NIL, die by NIL. I guess that's what the situation is. However, 17.5 points, guys, man, that's a lot of points. I mean, that's three scores. For that reason, and that reason only, I'm going to go ahead and take Colorado. 17.5
wow.
is a lot of points.
God, you guys just got a tremendous opportunity with K-State. You kidding me? All right, let's move on to the other one that I put in here, Houston-Baylor. It's not a great week of games. This one should at least be competitive. Does anybody realize Houston's creeped into the top 25?
They've been top 25 for like 6 weeks, Jake.
I know. Does anybody realize that Houston's a top 25 team? I don't think
they
do.
Turn the TV on once in a while.
Go to Baylor, -2.5. Sorry, I was busy watching Dancing with the Stars. That's a TJ shot right there. No, I have not watched Houston Cougar football, and I make no apologies about that. Baylor 2.5 points at home. I'm not first this time. Tommy, you're first on this one.
Yeah. What's wild to me about this matchup is the fact that Baylor is under 500 and they're a home favorite. Houston's in the top 25 and they're road dogs. That's a little bit interesting to me. Now I know both teams lost their last time out. And Houston's coming off of a loss that stings a lot against TCU. That being said, there have been five times this season. How about this? Five times this year that Baylor has been a 2.5 point or more favorite, and they're 1-4 against the spread when they're 2.5 point favorites or larger. So because of that, I'm going to take Houston. They bounce back from that loss against TCU last week. I'm going to take the 2.5 on the road for the Cougs.
All right, Brandon.
A bad week of games when we have the game, Michigan-Ohio State. We also have Texas, Texas A&M. Maybe you're just referring to the Big 12. I don't know. Great week.
Why aren't we picking Michigan, Ohio State? That's
because Ohio State's going to beat Michigan by a million points. That's why.
It's a good thing we picked the spreads.
Yeah, I'll take.
Was anybody going to take Michigan? Was anybody going to take Michigan?
I don't know what the spread is. What's the spread?
I don't know.
Not enough.
Spread is
not enough. I looked at it. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. I feel like we picked Texas too often.
9.5. So I didn't want to pick Texas. That would have been a great game to pick.
Which one?
Michigan, Ohio State, 9.5.
No, we wouldn't.
9.5.
You're going to take Michigan and 10 points?
They've won 4 in a row.
That's fine. Anybody taking Michigan?
No,
I'm taking Houston. That's what I'm taking.
No, nobody would have taken Michigan.
Come on, people. We're not gonna hit the under of time in the segment. We got to keep going.
Houston
for Brandon. TJ,
give me Houston. Even though you made a big deal about them being in the top 25, they're neither in the top 25 in the AP or the CFP rankings. They're not ranked anymore.
They fell out after they lost to TCU, but they were in. I couldn't believe they were in when I saw that game. All right, I'll take Baylor at home. I'll take the Fighting Paul Savages. Paul.
Well, there you go. Thank you for that. I appreciate that because I'm going to take Houston. What have I always said about Houston? That is a football program waiting to be in the top five. You know, it's going to be a perennial top five. You know, within 75 miles of the city of Houston, you guys know how many football players there are? You know how many great, great college and pro football players will come out of that 75-mile area around Houston? And because
they all go to A&M.
LSU.
Oh, LSU.
Oh, for my now. It's the home. It's the hometown college. It's the Wichita State of Wichita. It's that kind of thing. I'm going to take – I hate to do this. 2.5 points is not enough for my beloved Baylor Bears. And I've got my Baylor class ring on today for this pick and this pick only. I got my class ring on, and I'm taking Houston.
You should feel guilty on the rest of your drive. Packers-Lions.
Oh, thank you for that. Thanks for that.
Brandon, you're up first. Packers-Lions. Lions 2.5-point favorites at home in the NFC North Showdown.
I love this line until I saw this stat. The Lions are 10-1 when they play on a waxing crescent moon in the last 3 years. They're 7-4 when playing on waxing crescent moons on Thanksgiving, 3-0 against the Packers when there's a waxing crescent moon. I have to take the Lions.
Okay. I like it.
Waxing crescent moons.
I don't know what a waxing crescent moon is, but I like it. TJ?
Looks like that.
Yeah, it's one of the skinny ones. Pay attention in science class one time. And AP Top 25, Jacob. I'm going to take the Packers in this one. Give me them. I think that I don't have a reason. I just want to pick the Packers. I don't know. We're off the rails at this point.
Tommy, you're Packers. You're Super Bowl favorite Packers. You got to take them, don't you?
No, I'm going to take the Lions, and I love the Packers. I've loved the Packers all season long. I know it's been a little bit shaky at times, but I thought they looked pretty good last week. The Lions were were iffy. I mean, it took overtime for them to beat the Giants. That was a fun game to watch, but I do think the Lions at home on Thanksgiving, all the different things that we always look at when the Lions are playing at home on Thanksgiving, I'm going to take Detroit. I'll lay the 2.5.
Paul.
You know something? I've been a fan of the Lions since HBO, Hard Knocks. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
we're aware.
Oh, you knew that. Anyway, that's been a great show. Dan Campbell is a great coach. He's one of the few throwback coaches, all because of Dan Campbell. Dan, this pick is in honor of you. I'm taking the Lions. Thank you, Dan Campbell.
That takes us to me. I don't want to give TJ a Packers Island, but I also don't want to pick the Packers. I'm going to take the Lions. Lions are way cooler than the Packers. Packers are boring.
That's a really good island, TJ.
Yeah, it is. I'll take the Lions -2.5. Chiefs, Cowboys. Cowboys, 3.5-point favorites at home. I believe we're to TJ to start this one off.
I like the Chiefs to go down and get this one done. I've been stressing about it all week, but I think that as I've talked to you more and more, Jacob, I think that the Chiefs can go down and cover this number. And I think I've talked myself into the Patrick Mahomes legacy game, like you've talked yourself into the Jalen Daniels legacy game. I think we're going to see a big one.
Time out. Before we pick anything more, you just said, Jacob, that the Cowboys were 3.5 home favorites.
Oh, home dogs. Home dogs.
To clear that up.
3.5-point home dogs. It's interesting that talking to me made you pick the Chiefs because I'm going to pick the Cowboys. I think this is a tough matchup. I think the Chiefs can win, but I mean, they haven't covered a number in forever. I don't think they're going to go on the road and all of a sudden cover a number against one of the better teams they've played. I'm going to take the points here, and the Chiefs can probably win a close one, but give me the 3.5 points. The half is pretty key for me, Tommy.
I'm going to take the Chiefs and lay the points. I don't really have a major scientific reason as to why. And I get it. They're on the road. It's Thanksgiving against the Cowboys, blah, 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 all of that. I don't know. I'd like to think that maybe the way that they won against Indianapolis will kickstart them a little bit. And I just don't love the Cowboys defensively. So I'm going to take the Chiefs and I'll lay the points.
All right, Brandon.
This one is scary. That 3.5 is just telling me that Vegas is telling all the Cowboys fans, go bet that number. I'm going to fall into it. I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think Pickens, if he's able to play, him and CD are just way too much.
I saw this morning Pickens is expected to play. Paul, what do you think with this one?
Every NFL football team that plays every season has only so many games which they can make that dramatic comeback. And by the way, Cowboys are out of them. They had one game left that they were going to be able to get that out of this football season, and that was it last week. Boy, was that a heck of a comeback. I'm going to tell you what, Cowboys are out of comebacks. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Okay. The Chiefs just had the largest comeback in Mahomes' fourth quarter era.
Do they need a comeback, I think, becomes the question. All right, Bengals, Ravens, it's the night one. 7.5 points here. We're back to Paul being first. Paul, Ravens 7.5 at home against the Burrow Bengals. What do you got?
That's an interesting number, a very interesting number. I don't know if the game is going to be that interesting, but the interesting part about this game is 7.5 points. I'm going to take the Ravens just because of the points aren't as bad as they could have been. I'm going to take the Ravens because it could easily be 9.5.
Yeah, I don't think that's I think that's fair. TJ?
I'm picking the Bengals. I think that Joe Burrow's back. They've got something to fight for, and I think that I mainly just refuse to pick the Ravens because how much you've loved the Ravens and still consider them a Super Bowl contender. So I'm just going to pick against them every week. Bengals +7.5.
I think we see a lot of points. I think Lamar Jackson's about to go ham, though. That hook is tough. I'm going to go ahead and take the Ravens and lay the 7.5, Tommy.
Lamar Jackson has looked awful the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's not even that he's like looked middle of the road okay and he's about to go off. He's going to have to totally overcorrect from the last couple of weeks. I don't see him going ham at all in this game. The bottom line, too, is that he's dealing with a couple of injuries and he's banged up also. I think for me, this looks a lot like the Bengals backdoor cover kind of thing where they lose by a touchdown. The hook is 7.5. I'm going to take the Bengals and Burrow. I'll take the 7.5.
Have we seen the Bengals try to play defense this year, though? That's more of an indictment of the Bengals than it is anything on a big Lamar Jackson game. Brandon, what do you like in this one?
Thanksgiving for those who love the feast, and who feasts more than Derrick Henry against terrible defenses like the Bengals? I'm going to rely on King Henry.
He does. He does beat up. All right, here's one for you. Here's a bonus game. Anybody taking Michigan +10? I didn't think so.
I'll take the Shockers plus 10.
I'll do it. If we would have picked this game, I probably would have made a joke about Sharon Moore being
Was it the 2-point win at Northwestern that has you all over Michigan and that Big Ten gauntlet they've run through this year? Is that what's doing it for you?
So you're not watching Michigan, Ohio State, you're watching Houston, Baylor? Is that exactly what you're saying?
I'm not
It's the biggest game of the weekend. It's the biggest game of the weekend.
We've established Jacob doesn't watch the games. He didn't know Houston was ranked.
That's true.
I did know Houston was ranked, and then I know they fell out. I didn't know until the game against TCU they were ranked. I'm not going to apologize for not watching Baylor Houston this weekend. Sorry.
We're not watching it either.
Why are we picking it?
Because it's a game that's interesting to pick. You're going to watch it.
Not interesting enough to watch, though.
Ohio State's going to beat Michigan by 30.
God forbid we watch the number one team in the country.
Well, I've watched them. They're going to kill Michigan. And I don't need to. I'll watch college basketball probably on Saturday, or K-State or KU. All right, that's picks for the week.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here. Glad to have you with us. We welcome in Tria Slotta, KC Star, reporting all things KU football and basketball. I got it. Shreyas, we just did picks and I'm catching grief. Everyone's giving me a hard time because I haven't been locked into Houston Cougar football the last 3 weeks as they've had a gauntlet against West Virginia, UCF, and TCU. They're giving me grief because I don't want to pick Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State's going to win by a billion. And by the way, TJ, who plays at the same time as Ohio State on Saturday? You watching Ohio State, Michigan, or are you watching K-State, Colorado? Tough guy?
K-State.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear it.
Hey, Shreyas is here. Let's talk to Shreyas.
You're full of crap. You're all full of it. If you pretend like you've been watching Ohio State in the last month, you have not. That's not how we consume college football.
All right. Sorry. Shreyas, we'll start with you here. Players era, are you pro or anti players era?
We can't hear you, Shreyas. I'm not sure why. Let's try that again here. Nope.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, we'll let we'll try maybe a reconnect with Shreyas here real quick.
You hear me now?
There it is.
Yep, there we go.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm pretty indifferent, to be honest with you. I don't think Maui has such tradition that I think you have to sit there and be like, okay, they should be playing in Bahamas or wherever, or Maui. Instead of the players era. I also do think this is kind of where college basketball is heading towards, right? Players want to make extra money, extra cash. You have to have some incentive. My issue with the players era tournament is I don't like the point differential. I think they just need a straight up tournament or pods or whatever. I don't want to see fans of other teams whining about the fact that they are not in the top four because they didn't run up the score. I think it makes it a little more interesting, I think, in some sense, but I've seen a lot of Iowa State fans and on Twitter crying about it and this and that. And I'm like, well, your coach didn't want to run up the score. Bill Self wanted to run up the score. He talked about it. Should have run up the score.
They knew. It's not like they didn't know coming into the tournament.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Bill even talked about it afterwards where he was like, yeah, like I knew we had a higher point differential. So, you know, we tried to make it an effort. And, you know, Kansas did a good job. Obviously, if their opponents weren't the best, I think. But Syracuse and Notre Dame are not, like, you know, Binghamton or something. No offense to Binghamton, but yeah.
I'm offended. So let's continue then with the way KU's looked. I am all in on Flory and Tiller out on the floor together at the same time. To me, what we've seen the last two games, if we can envision Darren Peterson being a full go when he returns and the instant offense that literally everybody thinks he's going to be, that's a team that plays. That is a team that makes a lot of sense and has a chance to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're top 10 in defense without Darren Peterson playing only 10 games or 2 games, sorry, out of the 7. They're like not really getting a lot of opponent turnovers. They're just doing it through great perimeter defense. I think they're number 10 in opponent, like 3-point percentage. I've been really, really impressed with Flory and Tiller and their synergy on the floor. It feels like they've kind of gained a lot of chemistry in the last couple of games since Taylor has been in the starting lineup. And one of the great things about this lineup, I think, is especially when Darren comes back, you can't really switch onto anybody and like pick on them. Last year, you could pick on Hunter Dickinson because he didn't have the foot speed to keep up with guards. If you switch on a Florian in the perimeter or you switch on a Taylor in the perimeter, you're not going to be able to blow past them really easily. You have to be an elite guard. Marcus Burton did it a few times, but not enough to where I was like, okay. And I feel like Cam's adjusted to that fact that, okay, there's a guard on Flory, and he adjusted pretty quickly after that one blow by, I think. But I've been super impressed by the defense. I've been impressed by their overall play. The half-court offense isn't the most aesthetically pleasing thing without Darren, but you know, they're going out and winning games in pretty decent margin without Darren Peterson against some two pretty good teams. I know Syracuse and Notre Dame are kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah, the one thing that I bring up about this team is my biggest question mark, especially without Darren Peterson out there. I mean, yesterday, pretty much it was like a six-man rotation that they're running out there, like a six and a half. Like El Marco played 8 minutes, I think. That's stressful, and I think whenever you get to March, that gets really stressful about what you're going to do, especially whenever you think about your two centers on the court at the same time. Like, I think that the idea with Taylor was going to be the backup to Flory. Now they're going to coexist. Like, what do they do whenever somebody gets four fouls? Like, how is that going to work?
Well, you hope and pray, right? I mean, I think that's going to have to be. I don't think Paul Miaba is quite there yet to play a lot of minutes, extended minutes. I'm also kind of curious to see what happens with the starting lineup when Peterson comes back, because I almost think it's kind of tough to sit there and say, okay, Taylor, go back to the bench.
I know.
After how good he's looked with Flory. But what does that mean? You kick out somebody like Cole or Trey? I mean, you know, I don't think you kick out Trey because Trey looks great as well. I think the one thing that I've come away pretty impressed with is when these guys are starting to have a little bit of foul trouble, I feel like Flory and Taylor have done, especially Flory, have done a good job of not getting a ton more fouls in this tournament, at least, especially after what it was in the Duke game. Obviously, they're not playing incredible offensive teams. I think Tennessee will be the best team they play on offense, which is a pretty decent team, but their defense is kind of what they're known for. But I've been pretty impressed with the way Taylor has looked, and I don't really know who you kick out of the starting lineup if, you know, Peterson comes back in the UConn game.
Well, I'm with you on Taylor. It's not Taylor. I don't think it's Taylor. I don't really care, though. I just want Peterson and Taylor and Badunga on the floor at the same time. Like, that's what I want. Mostly Badunga and Peterson. Bill Self talked about it after the game on the broadcast. Like, Badunga is doing exactly what we had thought and hoped he would if he returned to KU. He's not getting himself in foul trouble. He's staying on the floor. And as like raw, and you could kind of see the upside last year, it's hard for me to remember like a growth of a player from what we saw last year to him this year. Like, it's like he's hit his upside all at one time.
He's done it in such a quick way. Honestly, I don't think I thought he'd be good. I thought he'd be pretty good this year, but I didn't think he'd be this good this quick.
Yeah.
And it feels like he's just taken a massive leap on the offensive end. I mean, I've reported this, but he and Darren have worked really closely with Jock, you know, this summer, doing a lot of one-on-one stuff. And you can kind of see that in games. I feel like the game is slowed down for him tremendously. And I think one of the most impressive things is he's not panicking when he gets the ball in the post anymore, right? Like, he's getting set and then he goes to work. I think there's a moment in the game against Syracuse. He was doubled in the post. He made a little up and under move, freed himself up, and had a quick little layup there. I was really impressed by that. I feel like a year ago, or even 6 months ago, Flory's not doing that. He's doing this in such patience. You saw the jump shot that we have heard about a lot, but he hasn't actually shown that much. We finally showed it. It looks pretty good. I've been super, super impressed, especially since it feels like Self kind of called him out and said, I want you to be the second option. I asked Self about that, you know, early in the season. He was like, oh, you know, we hope Flory can be that. But right now, you know, it's kind of a different combination of players. And it feels like Flory saw that press conference and said, okay, I'm that guy. and he's gone to work ever since.
Yeah, Flory looks like an NBA player is the best way to put it. He didn't last year. He looks like an NBA player this year, 100%. Switch over to football before we let you go here. 11.5-point underdogs on senior day against Utah. Weird game. K-State almost beat him. Can KU find a way?
Never say never. Never. But I think, you know, everything we've seen from Kansas in the last 3 weeks or the last couple of weeks doesn't give me much confidence. They went into Iowa State and laid an absolute dud. They didn't look great against Oklahoma State. They're on a two-game losing streak at the moment. You know, I think if you're going to make a bowl game, it was probably Iowa State. But I think you don't want to count out Jalen Daniels and the senior class and what this game means for them. So I think there's a chance, but I don't feel super confident that Kansas is coming out with a victory, even though it's senior day.
It'll be tough. So what is that? What is then the legacy of this season? I don't know. You know, if we started the year and said KU's not going to make a bowl game, I think all of us would have been like, yeah, okay, I could see that. But then it kind of got off to a good enough start where now it feels like it's been a letdown if they don't.
I think it's a massive letdown. I mean, I don't want to understate it. They started off 4-2, and if they lose on Friday, you know, that means they'll have lost, I think, six of the last eight or something like that. That's a really bad ending to a pretty solid start of the season. If you start 4-2, you expect to make a bowl game. That's just a collapse. And last year, they did the exact same thing, except inverse, right? They started off slow, went on that three-game tear against top 10 opponents, ranked opponents, really. And then they lost really badly to Baylor. So it feels like they're going to end with the same 5-7 record. And I have to sit there and ask myself, like, you know, like, why are they repeating the same mistakes they did last year happening again against other teams? And I think the one thing with last year was they lost a lot of one-score games. Kansas has been blown out a decent amount of times in games this year, a lot more than I've seen in the Lance Leipold era since I joined the beat. I think they've been blown out 3 or 4 games. That doesn't happen a lot, which is a little concerning to me.
It's weird. And I feel like whenever you don't make the bowl game this year, if that's what's going to happen, I mean, that's back-to-back years where you didn't get a bowl game. And like all this momentum was building into a football program. And you feel like it was helping your recruiting wins and everything. And now it's like, well, now we're a team that hasn't won 6 games in back-to-back years. And that feels like there's a little bit of a stain on the momentum.
I mean, 100%, right? You have invested $300 million into stadium renovations. It's hard to sit there and be like, okay, this team can't even make a bowl game after Lance's whole thing was, I need a stadium and I need this and that to help with recruiting. I think it's just, you know, I think KU fans have the right to be disappointed if they go 5-7 this year. I mean, the schedule was pretty soft for the most part, and they start off 4-2. This team, with how good Jalen started, should have won more games. I know he hasn't been quite as good in recent weeks, but – you know, the defense has just been so astronomically bad this year under DK that you have to sit there and ask yourself, like, should he come back for another year?
Shreyas, 4.5-point dogs, KU at Tennessee today on the basketball side. Can they get it?
I think so. I think they can win this. I wrote about them in my matchup, but I think they match up pretty well against Tennessee overall.
All right. Shreyas Lotta, go find his work at the KC Star. Happy Thanksgiving, Shreyas. We'll talk to you next
Thanksgiving, week. Guys.
Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Tomorrow, that'll be Chiefs Cowboys. That'll be on 12 News. We're looking forward to it. It'll be fun. You'll hear that game, of course, on the Chiefs Radio Network on KNSS. That coverage begins at 2 o'clock. The national call at 3:30. You'll also have the national calls of the other games here on KFH. And Shocker Basketball, as they play through their tournament, will be over on KEYN. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Max. Happy Thanksgiving, TJ. Hope everybody enjoys their time away. We certainly will. And stuff your face, watch some football, watch some basketball. We'll be back Monday to recap everything. TJ, dark meat till you die.
White meat, white meat.
Better slather it up in gravy so you don't choke down on that dry white meat. And then it's more acceptable.
Jeez.
We'll leave you with that, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the day. We'll see you Monday.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
just wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.